So we're at the place, Cathedral Quarter, Charette, and we're here with Arthur Atchison, who is chairman of the Ministerial Advisory Group on Architecture and Built Environment, and he is himself an architect and town planner, is that right, Arthur?
That's right, yeah.
And one thing I just wanted to ask you, Arthur, was about what do you think maybe are the benefits of doing this kind of multidisciplinary Charette-type process?
Well, I think this is the future, Connor. We've got to get rid of the idea of individual professions. For many years, architects have worked with others. Every time we build a building, we need engineers, we need surveyors, we need specialists in mechanical, electrical services, and so on. But there are other professions who simply work in their own field. And there are all these unintended consequences of that. They don't mean to cut the city up with a road. Their brief is get the traffic to move. But actually what they're doing is unintended, and the consequences are such that the city then becomes effectively less of a place and more of just a network of roads travelling through it, for example. Mm-hmm. Similarly, across the way here, you can see it all here sitting in the Lagan Lookout. You can look across and you can see that here we have a public event space. And what do we front it up with? Rows of public toilets that are brought in for the occasion. That really shouldn't be happening. We shouldn't have builders' fences around that, because that takes the whole edge off what has been done as a design exercise in terms of Custom House Square. Mm-hmm. So that notion that we've got to think about how places actually are going to work is key in all design. Mm-hmm. Similarly, I see empty roads sitting over there with no traffic on it. Mm-hmm. And yet I see cars stopped, and they don't need to stop. If those were just moving slowly and kept going, then people can cross. Mm-hmm. We can have a traffic island or some place of refuge where you can go to, and then you can move on across. Make the whole thing much more gentle as a city place. And that's something where other disciplines, whether it's a psychologist, whether it's an artist, whether it's somebody who really understands the three-dimensional qualities of space, starts to play their part in how the place works. Because we've got actually vast acreages or hectarages of space that are not being used. And they're not being used because they're not particularly attractive to people. Mm-hmm. So one of the major things we've got to think about is not just the space itself or the place itself, but the activities that go on in that thing. And that's why such a thing like this today in this place is very valuable, because you're setting a trend, you're animating the space, you're making it lively. People are saying, what's going on there? Somebody might even stop. Somebody might say, oh, tell me a bit more about that. And every time you walk about the city or you cycle about the city, you give something to it. Every time you drive in it, you actually take something away from it. So we've got this huge opportunity here. I'm sitting here looking at space that nobody's using and it's very rarely used by cars, and yet it's sitting there and it appears to most people to be sterilized. It shouldn't appear that way. It should appear as what the policy says, which is that we're giving priority to people walking, people cycling, and they're not pedestrians and cyclists. They're people walking and people cycling. And the same person who's walking one minute will actually be driving or cycling or going on the bus another minute. So it's all about the people and how the people are using the place. And we really have to look again at the business of how those spaces are used. And I'm delighted to see the Charette doing that today and being creative, having so many opportunities for different people to come. I mean, I heard today about people who were an English teacher. I heard about people who were an artist. I heard about people who were a planner, environmental, urban design, architects, all working together. Now, each one of those is going to bring something to the occasion and something to the party. And that's the way we've got to be working in the future. So you are setting a trend, and I think you're doing the right thing.
Thank you very much, Arthur.